The fact that I only cried about Klaus and I was just everything else, I was just like.
Hold up.
He just cried the entire episode.
Like, why these writers are so against happy endings? Like, what the fuck?
And not even that, like, if you're not gonna go for a happy ending, sure, but like, why would they finally give Landon, why would they leave Landon, the one who has been literally not on the show for two fucking seasons, the most open ending one, because, oh, he's going to be the thriving point for season five. Why the last season for him to thrive? Go to hell.
Literally, it's like, you're not getting another season.
Yeah, you literally, can... and Kronos coming in season five, I'm like, Kronos would have been better if it came this season, because that's what Lizzie and Laura kept doing, but instead they kept doing it and then stopped it for Ken. Doesn't make sense. Should have just continued to be Kronos, sense. And then, like, now Kronos is coming after his brother died. Who woke him up? Like, ain't Ben and them already chilling? Like, that's the dumb. You know, I was
happy. We're annoying.
And, like, Julie Black is a trash, but she would have not done handing that dirty. That was all Brett's doing. Like, season two, she was going to crank it up.
I don't get why he fucking did that, though.
I don't understand it. And the thing is that, like, he really catfished us, because he wrote all these hand-in episodes and everybody was like, oh, he's a hand-in warrior. And then he has the whole, like, floor to do what he wants, and he just doesn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Season three was like an AU episode, basically, an AU fanfic of how would Hope deal with Landon for her to go back on her word by the end of the fucking season. And then she finds out that Landon is literally in limbo alive after she tried to find a fucking sign of him being alive last season. And was like, okay, Landon, can you resurrect my dad? And then I can go on my life. It doesn't make sense.
Hey, guys, it's Iz.
Hey, guys, it's Notch.
Hey, it's Robin.
Hi, guys, it's Vit.
And today we're here with part three, aka the finale part of, you know, our opinions on ships from the Vampire Diaries universe. Today we're talking about legacies, and pretty much I feel like this might be an easy ass thing because there's barely shit on the show, and since the show is so short, and barely any friendships on legacies, so I don't really know what else we could possibly talk about.
They say the show about friendships.
Seriously, like, the Vampire Diaries is about love, I guess, or something like that, brothers. And then, you know, original is about family, and then Lex is about friendships. I'm just like, where are we talking about? There's one friendship in this show. There's one. And there's not the squad group, please. It's literally Hizzy and that's it. Like, where? That's the only relationship. Okay, whatever. Okay, so Hope obviously has, oh my God. Hope literally has like 85 relationships connected to her. So she has to be last.
Gotta be last.
Literally, like, people should pair with air at this point. Clark, I cannot believe y'all shipped her with Clark. And only thing he did was beat her and try to
that
kill
was
her.
So nasty.
That was demented. Cause like, they really was messaging this man.
He's a man
about his opinion.
He's a man pushing 40 with death issues.
Right. Oh my God.
And Nikki was like,
Vince said that.
Literally. So. Who should we start with first? Let's start with the characters that was introduced in season four, such as, well, three to four, I guess.
Are we gonna go backwards?
Yeah, because I feel like the people that was here, like Cleo would have been one of the first ones that we do. Because Cleo and Caleb only had, like, they only had each other. So that can literally get out the way.
Okay, let's do Cleo and Caleb. I did not like them.
I feel like a lot of these ships just was like, now the writers, talk about the writers. I feel like they didn't know what to do with these ships. So they just said, what can we take that could connect them to Handan? With this, the eye thing, I'm like, you had to compliment him when he was about to, when he literally died. That is not, that was not eating for me. Like, especially when Legacy's already spoiled it. Yeah, they had the same issues, literally the same problems, such as him putting her in a cage. He wants to protect her, just like how Hope did that to Landon. Hell, even Joseph did that to Landon. And then you got him basically acting like a different person to try to, like, you know, flirt, make something like he's good, whatever. and she sees through the bullshit. And then he easily forgives her after she stabbed his friend. But Lord, he was mad at Hope for simply just breathing. And the thing is, I really couldn't get into it because season four, he literally did Hope dirty. And I would just, and then like, was, and everybody just forgave him because of love. And I'm just like, you knew her for about 3 to 4 weeks. And I even sat there and I sat there and counted the days. I sat there and counted the days. It was like 18 some days. And some of them, she was in Malibu. She was literally in Malibu. It's fucked up. Like he took like, and that was supposed to like root for his happiness when he literally did the, like, he literally did the same shit that they was crucifying Hope for. And I'm just like, what? And, but I knew it was going to be a bumpy hill when she stabbed Hope and he was like, let's listen to her story. I was like, okay, yeah, bye. Hands down, they didn't eat. Everybody got their end game. I mean, everybody else got their end game, but Handan. So toodles, I guess.
And I know that there's going to be people who are going to be like, oh, you didn't like them because they were people of color. No.
No. Don't even try it. Don't even try it. Because y'all were shipping Cleo with Hope and everybody else. So I didn't even ship the shit. So stop.
I personally found them boring. I think that they were trying to Handanize them and it just didn't hit. And I love Cleo.
They did the pancake thing. They did the eyes thing. Like they did the case thing, the miscommunication thing.
Well, you want to be my boyfriend?
Do you want to be my boyfriend thing?
The prison cell? Like, hello? The prison cell thing? Like, all of these things. Like,
Caleb sacrificing himself.
Yeah. They just.
But when Landon does it, it's a fucking problem. So.
Right? I feel like they try too much with them.
But it's like, there's like hypocrites because it's so hand encoded. And then people are eating it up going, oh yeah, we love them. They're so, but really Hannon's doing, they already did that. They already, like, they're just following the leader basically at this point.
Yeah, and it's not even just them. It's so many shifts that they try to do. Well, it's not that many shifts in the show, but between this and Lizzie and Ethan, which didn't, oh, don't even wait till I get there. That they just was like, let me just pick something that Hannon did. Like, you mean tell me they go on a little date, their first date, and they having pancakes? You know, it's the first date we saw Hannon have. The little anniversary.
Oh, they had to have a year.
And they had it at the Mystic Grill. Pancakes. And they had it at the Mystic Grill.
Yeah.
Where we first saw Hope and Landon.
It's
pity.
We pretty. So what?
What are you gonna do about it?
Don't know about it. Like
I didn't feel the chemistry between the two of them. They're both great actors. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, people even shipped her with Ben. Yeah. So like, it's not like people. I barely recall people on that train. And I saw people say, "Oh, they started to ship them when he died." But I was like, "How can you even ship them when he died when they literally were spoiled that he was alive in the next episode?"
His chemistry with Ben was insane.
Yeah, Ben. You
were like so right.
Well, I mean, Ben, like. As if his name is not dead on the show.
Right?
It literally kills me. But next, since we're on to actual character in Ben, not Jed, let's talk about Ben and Jed.
I mean,
amazing.
Okay.
Jed to be sexually fluid from the beginning. And I was like low key, like him and Rolf. I was like, can we push them? That would never happen.
Yeah, we wanted him.
I was like, because when I talked to Ben, he's like, you're gonna really love Jed's storyline coming up. I'm like, oh, what could that be? We finally figured out his backstory, but he also got a little bit of a gay action, and I was just like,
lots of action. It's crazy because I shipped him and Ralph for a long ass time. And I was like just accepting every crumble I could get. And when obviously Peyton left the show, I was like, you know, I'm happy for him to thrive on another show, but damn, like I was like, okay, well maybe him and Caleb, because like they were given something in season three. And then Ben came and that was off the charts.
Fine as hell.
Like once he got poured into the school after that car accident, or whatever. It was just pure on, and he just saw like Jed try to fight away. Like
Jed looked in those baby blue eyes and was like, "Well, fuck.
it was crazy, but I also liked how
he was hooked before he even looked in the eyes. He was
literally he was hooked based off the physique. And what's funny to me is that like this was the only time where like betrayal was done well. Just like, I mean, like, you know, just like hand in betrayal.
Yeah.
But anyways, like this was the second time that betrayal was done right. Caleb and Cleo, no, could never. But their betrayal was so good because like the confliction and Antione was like, he didn't want to fight Jed during that time because he thought that he was making things better for him so that they can live their life together. Listen, he did that for them. And he only knew Jed for like a couple days, 2 weeks. He's already trying to like help him get rid of his curse. Like,
yeah, that
dedication.
I love you.
It ate was a serve. Right. And he was like, you did tell me now. That was solid. It was solid. Like, I kid you not. I was like, they better be in game for real. Nothing better happen. There's no way. Even the like betrayal scene ate, the tension ate.
And he helps a lot.
The reunion.
And Zane as friends
are phenomenal. Are phenomenal. Like, they devoured. Like that scene, yeah, like
serious content left and right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, we talked to Jennifer about them the podcast that just came out, which is our 100th episode. So make sure to go check that out. But we talked about how like she would say that Ben and Zane like were so dedicated to these two characters and their relationship, and that they would work so hard off screen to make this couple believable, and they just did such an incredible job.
Like the ship itself, like the ship itself was already believable on the show, but then to get content from them behind the scenes, because every legacy member literally died off the face of the earth because of this dumbass fandom. It was just phenomenal. Like they were out here giving content, and then you got Zane being unproblematically himself, king, trolling the haters as he should.
And he's thriving right now.
And he's thriving, getting booked and busy and such. And Ben as well, literally on Kung Fu. I'm gonna have to get back into it, even though they already went down the Model Landing route, and you already know how that's about to be. I just heard what happened with Roswell as well. Currently, so rest in peace. All the CW shows is doing the Model Land imprint. I can't escape.
And the No Humanity Hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever that was with Liz, no ma'am. Liz was out here just, I mean, that was consistent though. Like she always chooses science over whatever.
Anyways, that's a whole other show.
Yeah, that was a whole other show if y'all want to hear about that. But they were phenomenal. And even though like the relationship was short because obviously they were introduced in season 4, it felt like it was for a long time. And the thing is that it was built up since the beginning of season 4. So when they got together, it was just like, ooh, it was so fulfilling. And then their ending, them on a hand degree in a book, get out of here. That was the only happy ending that I was happy for in the finale. Like truly, I was like, yeah,
you don't need
it. Y'all deserved. And they got away from the school trust. Free them.
We got that little hammock scene and the morning after scene. The morning after?
Oh, fuck. The morning after? Goodness.
Didn't Zane and Ben fought for that? For them to have more intimacy
I think they did.
Yeah, they did. They did.
They did. Yeah. He was like, yeah, you were the god. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
And that there was a bunch of scenes that we didn't get to see, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
And like, imagine like what we would have seen if the CW or WB hadn't slashed all of their fucking
right.
All of their good shows, all of their people of color, LGBT.
So basically, took like 4. But remember, guys, it was because Legacy had bad views. That's why they were canceled.
Oh right, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, that was the reason.
It was because Josie left. Remember.
Yeah,
we said that at the exact same time. Like our mouths.
it was ridiculous, but like they ate top big best ships in the whole. I guess next, who is next? Let's do we might as well just do Lizzie. No, we could do Finch since she was another addition to the show. During the later
season. I love I love Finch. I love Finch with Maya.
Yeah.
Finch and Maya.
I hate you so much. everything. Yeah, like Finn, she is my sweetheart. She's my daughter. And it's crazy though, because when she was announced, everybody was hating on her because of who she's gonna be with. And I was just like, she's gonna eat, and she ate.
Because
we knew about Courtney and we knew about Finch lot longer before everybody else found out.
It's so stupid because if Finch was white, they wouldn't have hated her as much as they did.
Yeah, she was so hated. And a lot of the shit that she's done is light work to all the
time. Literally hated because she wasn't Hope.
Yeah.
It killed me because like there's so many shifts in this Vampire Diaries universe that's literally toxic. And y'all said that she was bad because she said she'll love the darkness for her.
Meanwhile, there's fucking fanfics about, you know, who saying the exact same thing.
Right. Them joining Hope with no humanityness.
As you can see,
But her saying, I'll love your darkness for you is such a toxic trait. Don't know how that could be when people are like killing their
supportive.
Like how, but y'all shipping people that was killing people's brothers. Can you please don't piss me off? Because that was just so weird. Like Finch couldn't even breathe. Finch is out here trying to talk to her.
They were calling her a dog. They were calling her a dog. They were
literally like, just for existing.
They were
and I was just
talking
like,
on to Courtney's lives and calling her names. I can't even imagine what they sent to her in her inbox.
Oh God. And then they use the trait, which is known for every werewolf, about her being like aggressive, as that's her major trait, when it's as if she's not a werewolf.
Yeah. Acting like she's problematic as if their fave isn't fucking problematic.
But yes, yeah, she deserved to be with Maya.
Yes, Finch and Maya would have been so fucking cute, and I'm so sad that they stole that. They introduced it in it, saying that they had a relationship, and then like...
We would have thought Maya came back because Ethan died and
And then we got Finzi, which I mean Finzi was cute because
Josie was what Josie needed at the time. I could watch Josie.
You know how we always say, how can you like a ship if you only like one of the characters? Well, that was Finzi for me.
Yeah, I mean that's also like me.
I've always said watching Finzi, the only time I could bear to watch Josie on screen is when she was with Finch.
Yeah.
It's literally the only time.
Well, also, I did like her with anytime she had seen with me as well.
Yeah.
For the most part. Because I did like her
early. Lizzie for everything? Anyways.
Yeah, Lizzie. Yeah, exactly. Lizzie over Josie. 100% any day. I don't fucking care anymore.
Okay. Who's next? Well, since we're on, is there any other characters that's like not main before we get into like the main? Like, MG, he's only with Lizzie, so we can move to the main three, which is Landon, or the main four, Lizzie, Josie, Hope, and Landon.
Yeah, but we have Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan goes with Lizzie.
Yeah, but Ethan also goes with Ethan goes with FG too.
Yeah, we might as well just do it. Go ahead. We can do me then, and then we can do Mizzy. Let's just do Lizzy section because that's where they all connect at the triangle. Let's do Lizzy first. Hate Mizzy. Sorry, yes, I love you. I couldn't do me either.
I liked Mizzy at the beginning.
Yeah, there were. The thing is that I don't think it's the ship. I think it's the writing. Because for me, I shipped them in season one and I still shipped them to like literally 3 or 4. So like I was there content. I like them, but they're not gonna be like hand in love, because when I ship things, it's always one ship that's gonna just remain superior to all. But with Mizzy, I came in waiting in season 3. When they got their first kiss, I was hyped, I was excited, I was ready for the potential to grow. I was like, damn, it's kind of still early for you, but slow burn, it's still slow burn. And then they did him with Alyssa, and I was just like, no, I don't care anymore. Like, it doesn't make sense. And then you don't see them interact. And then you see MG having these, like, random-ass jealousy moments as if they're together when they're not.
When Lizzie showed interest in Ethan, MG was like, oh, wait a second. kid who didn't want a toy until someone else had it.
Yeah, and I hate those tropes. Like, that's why I don't like Barchi, is that, like, this one person wants to be with everybody else, and then we got to remain shipping them with the person that's literally the last person to be chosen? Like, I hate that trope.
I like up until the Alyssa thing, and up until MG's whole, day of no, which just pissed me off.
Yeah, the day of no.
And didn't fucking melt and is gone. And he's all of a sudden, my bitch ass girlfriend dumped me because
I'm still loyal to her. Like, what? Where was your
it's totally the same thing, MG. Totally the same fucking thing.
Weak in the knees because you took her and got with your friend's girl, your ex girl. Like,
but there are people who do still shit.
Yeah, and we won
at the end and got Mizzy endgame. So you got your endgame.
I got my endgame. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, but I understand the appeal of Mizzy, like, you know, slow burn, loving from
a popular girl.
Popular girl. And like, it's seeable, but the writers just completely ruined it. Like, they wanted to, like, it was like, and the thing is, like, at that time, they knew that they had like at least two more seasons, and they just didn't know what the fuck to do. Like, this wasn't even at a point where they knew that they were going to get canceled. They just didn't know what the fuck to write. They wanted to make the show like darker in a sense and do so much, but they just didn't know. And I'm just like, there's not that many characters for you to be doing all this dumb shit. And they did. And that's why it just fell flat, because they got a kiss at the end. And I'm just like, it would have been better if they got it like when she thought that he was about to die. Like, whatever. Next, since we're on the Lizzy, Ethan, and MG thing, let's do meet them. I know a lot, I know nobody really here ships them, but I do. They reminded me of Bella and Edward. There's too many parallels.
But they had Twilight parallels.
They had parallels. They literally did. And like, Bella and Edward are like top three my ships of all time. Been the shipper since I was like 10, and I'm not leaving. So if I see a parallel, I'm going to eat it up. But for me, I don't know what direction was. I don't think it was right. I think it was just the chemistry, because there's no way that, like, every time, you know, one of them was talking, they just never stopped looking at them. And I'm just like, you can look everywhere. You can look somewhere else. You know, if I like stare and tilt into their eyes. I don't know. I just feel like their scenes were just so impactful. The chemistry was just phenomenal. And it was also like something was tenfold. It was like him trying to be protective of this fragile human such as Ethan. And Ethan wanted to help MG no matter what, and try to be like this helper. And then they're both superhero geeks. And they both Ethan became supernatural, and then MG was still trying to protect him. And then even the bathtub scene, we fell with no shirt, and Ethan and MG was holding him. I'm just like, stop doing this for me. And even when Ethan died, MG was the only one that literally cared. Like, I feel like Ethan wanted to fit in somewhere, and the only person that really cared was MG. And I was just like, why are you fighting over this one person? Just go ahead and date each other.
Yeah, because it's not like he did that for Landon.
He damn sure didn't.
Landon didn't get a room named after him after he fucking saved everyone's asses and brought them back to life.
Oh, yeah, listen, man. It's crazy. Like, don't let me get to the friends section.
I think we do need to film a Landon episode, another one.
I feel like
still a lot of bitter feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't filmed season 3 or 4 of this video. I mean, I'm Landon yet. And I already know that I'm going to be mad. And I'm just preparing for the day that I have to yell at my phone for like 2 hours. So I think it's better to have you guys balance me out, because I will fuck it up in here when it comes to Landon. Like, it's not even a joke. Like, I cannot. Like, every time I think about Legacy, I think about Landon, and I don't make tweets about Legacy anymore. I just cannot. Because I'm just like, everybody getting their happy ending but Landon.
And Hope.
I already knew Hope was not going to get, like, you know, they always have the people. I was like, I was expecting something. I was like, maybe Hope and Landon can get, like, somewhat neutral ending. They got nothing.
Not only did they kill her parents, but they also killed her boyfriend. The love of her life. And they killed fucking everyone. They're like,
literally, we gotta say that for when we get the hand in. Because I will literally forget all these ships and get right to it. Next is Nathan. And I mean, damn, see, that's what, see, the agenda. What is it?
Ethan, Lizzie and Ethan?
Lethan. I didn't ship them.
So. Come on. You liked Lizzie and Ethan.
Come to the mic, boo.
Where'd she go? You there?
Where did she go? Dun, dun, dun.
Hello?
I guess she's having technical difficulties, so let me step in. I feel like if they were going to do this to build up Mizzy, they fucked up badly. Because Ethan himself was brought in for a potential love triangle of Hope and Maya. Never happened. Julie Peck lied. Then it was hinted to him being in a love triangle with Lizzie and MG, and then plus hinted in Josie's little Therapy Box episode about them having a threesome, right? And I was like, okay, well, maybe we're getting to the love triangle thing, and it never happened. They went on a date once. Lizzie got attacked by that Clark monster tease, and then they never interacted with it again. And then Ethan was just some simp who was like being her beck and call to hide a fucking rare oak tree instrument. I was like, there's just no way that he has this much loyalty to Lizzie, and he only talked to her like 2 times. They play football, and then they had a little popcorn throwaway, yeah. And he was ready to just break bands with his friend for some person he just met.
You know what I feel like? I feel like the writers, legacy writers, created like this 52 card deck of storylines and then fucking tossed it up in the air and then just landed.
I generally feel like they just want to make so many plot twists in the show that it just not making sense, because they wanted to have something to have for somebody else's motives to occur, and then it never pursued anything. Because to be honest, I never shipped it in the beginning. Like I know that you and like Vit saw the vision. I think even Pia saw the vision too, right? Yeah. Like, I know a few of my friends saw the vision, and I was like, well, if it happens, it happens. It's better than, I guess, Mizzy at this point, because Mizzy wasn't supposed to be aimed at that point. So I was like, okay, well, if it's building it up for them, because we know Mizzy's going to win, then okay, then that's good. We can see, MG realizing what he missed. But like, they literally never came back, which is why I was shocked to where Lizzie just like, Ethan, can you help me hide this? And can you help me burn this? And can you help me, like, she knew that she was a bad bitch, because she was just having both of these boys at her beck and call. And it was honestly insane. But I was just like, they didn't build them at all. There was no, like,
I honestly didn't even see the chemistry.
I didn't see
it. I don't know if that was just me or like whatever, but like, there was like, this is not even me being a Mizzy fan. Like, I just did not see like Lizzie falling for somebody like him. Like, I just didn't see how they could like work. First of all, Lizzie's also like to the point at that time where like she was like still kind of like a little hung up on MG or whatever, is still getting over like what happened with Sebastian. Yeah, and even Jenny was like, when she went through that relationship with Sebastian or whatever, she's like, you know, she needed to go through that to kind of like see what could happen, like what she could have rather than having this, you know, bad boy persona or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like they tried to make it seem because like, oh, they know how to play football together. They're both for like on a football team, and oh, they both were comic book, they're comic geek, but Lizzie is more secretive. It just didn't hit for me, and I feel like you could tell that they didn't have a chemistry read, because they were just thrown together randomly. Like, there was just
that hit me. Yeah, they introduced it kind of in season 2 when Alaric was like, oh, I wish Lizzie would date someone like Ethan or whatever, which is why I assumed that was what was going to happen. But originally, he was introduced for Hope.
Yeah. And I'm not going to be a blind person, like, you know, I mean, I'm already blind, but like, I'm not going to be delusional and not a see that like they like him and Hope had chemistry. Yes, like when they interacted, it was there. Like, I was like, okay, cool. Like, it wasn't dumb.
And
you
also has chemistry with a lot of people.
Everybody. So yeah, like, it was just naturally her, but almost. But like, when it came to them, like him and Lizzie, it just made no sense. Yeah. And you can tell that season 4 basically went through what season 2 did.
There was no build up, like no None. Build up to their relationship. It's literally
spending a
day with her and being like when Lizzie was trying to set him up with Hope. It's literally him spending a day with him with her, being like, "Oh, I like you, not Hope."
Like, yeah, a day? It's impossible. Like, yeah, like you literally were determined for Hope. Like, what?
You're sitting here talking about Hope the entire time, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, I like you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't. Because you would have paid attention to her at the game. We all went against each other in season two. Stop. And then, like, even the death scene of him dying for Lizzie, which we predicted, but that still didn't make no sense. Because, like, why would you, Sarah, please? Like, but the thing is that this season four went through basically what season two went through, which was that, but this time they knew that they probably wasn't going to get another season. So they just dropped their plots as soon as 4A was over. And that's why it didn't make a lot of sense, because some of these episodes are season three. So whatever they were having for season three had to get nipped in the bud for this season four. So
let's talk about, since we're on Ethan, let's go into why he was originally introduced into the show, which is Hope.
Didn't ship it. I saw like the chemistry, obviously, because Daniel has chemistry with everybody, but I shipped her with Maya.
Yes.
If I had to, I mean, because obviously
if it was gonna be one of the Machados, it was gonna be Maya.
Yeah, that's my number one crack ship in Legacies, was because I already knew that, you know, Julie was gonna do something with Hope since Landon was obviously with Julie at the time. And I was like, well, if they're gonna be the twins, whatever, I mean the siblings, you know, Maya.
Landon was with who?
Okay, true. with Hope and Ethan, it was okay, but I just didn't ship it. I feel like I didn't ship a lot of these ships on this fucking show.
I didn't mind him. I wouldn't have hated
him. I didn't mind.
It happened. I did prefer her and Maya, but I didn't think the writers were ever going to do that. Like, if they did, the relation or the triangle between the twins or the, I don't know, are they twins? Are they twins?
They were in the same grade. I
want to say they're twins. I was going to say twins. Candidly,
yeah.
I want to, like, if they did do the love triangle between the twins and Hope, then I feel like
Ethan would have won. You know, they would.
Ethan would have won, like, 100%. Because I feel as much as I love the idea of Hope and Maya, I just felt like the writers would have gone the other way with Ethan, just so Ethan could have made his way into the friend group or to the school that way. Yeah. That's what I thought they were going to do, is like he's going to have this sort of relationship with Hope, and we later find out he was supernatural or whatever. But obviously they didn't go that route, and Hope went to the school alone.
And it was crazy though, because like when Hope got there, everybody got the memories back of Hope, like she just came back to the school, like they couldn't even continue the mystic fall stuff, like they just literally dropped it. Like it was like this, like it was just like you couldn't even like see him or build him up to where if he came to the school would have been more shocking. It just was like they just forgot about him, and he just came out of nowhere. And I feel like obviously they would want to make Ethan be the most one, because with her and Maya, they just had like interactions, and it seemed like Maya was really feeling Hope, while Hope was just like, I'm sad with my boyfriend. But the thing is that both options weren't even going to really succeed, because Hope was literally still knows Landon.
She was still bad for Landon, and it was just another thing is like Bianca is like, I've noticed this with especially like a lot of other character that she's played. She's also got really good chemistry with a lot of people. And I feel like that with her, both her and Danielle having this incredible chemistry, that's what made it seem like it was going to work. But logically, knowing the writers,
yes, they would have gone with Ethan. If we're talking about Maya, I actually liked her with Josie, because there was that one instance at the football game where Maya just kind of like cocked her head to the side, you know, and there was like that angst between that. Like, that was my crack ship for Maya, was her and Josie, until Finch came along.
Yeah, but that's pretty much where it's at. Now, who's next? Because we did Finch, Ethan, NG in a sense, Caleb. Now I think we're on a main four now. Lizzie.
Oh, well, we technically didn't talk about, like, if we're gonna do lesser characters, even though I know this is with a main character, but like Sebastian and Lizzie.
Oh, that's gonna, I know he's gonna mention it. But I would wanna leave him to Lizzie because since that was her relationship. Since Lizzie, we might as well do Lizzie next because we already did Mizzy and stuff like that. Her and Sebastian were no.
I will agree with what Jenny said about it. It needed to happen for Lizzie to kind of like move forward in a way. But like they were just trying so, no offense, but they were trying so hard to do the whole like bad boy and like confident popular girl. And it just did not
work. They tried to be like Claroline. That's what they tried to be.
Was gonna say more like Delana, but that's
they were trying to be like that type of trope, and it didn't work because they already had me confused with the like he's not there but he's not shit like a ghost, and I was just like okay cool. And but the thing is that like Thomas, his chemistry with with Jenny was phenomenal. Like, I'm not saying act delusional, but I just didn't see it. First of all, I couldn't take him serious with that hair. I could not. And then you got
that same fucking jacket the entire time
with like he's in fucking like he's in a fucking Disney movie with fucking Little Mermaid. Descendants, yeah. Like,
wait, what did you say?
He came off his descendant ship and came in here.
Oh,
and
he was like, Descendants, that's right.
Yeah. And he was a pirate, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he played Captain.
Oh yeah,
Son or
he can't. He yeah. He literally had on his outfit and just came on set. Like it. Like I think the only significance of him was that he kind of helped her get away from that like vampire idea or concept in her mind, and made her realize what she wants for the current time. But like, I just didn't see it. Especially when he took advantage of her with the blood situation. Like, the chemistry was there, but, like, I knew it wasn't going to last because I already knew that Mix was going
to be everything. Together, they looked good. Like, but they looked perfect together on screen, but it was just so toxic, and it was just, like, it shouldn't have happened. If it was under, like, I honestly thought, like, when they had brought up that book situation with, like, where Sebastian was in the book, I was like, oh, okay, maybe he's gonna actually get like some sort of a storyline. That never fucking happened. So that, I was what's the point of having him in here? Is just literally just to be Lizzie's love interest? Like they, fuck a few times and then like
this. No,
like,
seriously.
Like it's literally like season 5 Delano.
Again, it's like they took a deck of cards and they threw them up in the air, and then they were like, whatever lands, and then
seriously, because there's so many storylines that just been dropped. And especially with Sebastian, why did you... And the thing is that I fuck with the writers, they don't know who to dedicate their storylines to. Because why would you give Sebastian something about a book
for him to die off? But they literally brought in Lily's love interest to push the slow burn with Mizzy.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put MG and Lizzie together so soon that they had to bring in these people for both MG and for Lizzie. That's one of the main reasons why Alyssa was there. That's one of the main reasons why Sebastian was there. And then they had that Ethan situation where they were just trying to push it to the very end so they could have that kind of slow burn.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's why they flopped, because when it came to you could do storyline, they didn't always base them dating other people as the push. They were just doing other things to where it came to where it made sense. It's like they can't write Mizzy as just developing on their own to come together. They just like they just got to keep putting people in so it can make sense for them not to date at some point. And that's
my thing with that. My thing with that is like the writers had like this thing about always trying to put Lizzy with somebody, whether or not it was gonna work or not. And I think that's kind of like, I know that like people don't like the whole thing what they did with Mizzy, but it was like they never really like tried to like, I don't know, it's just like putting Lizzie with these guys who like did all this shit. Like, I'm not saying Ethan did, but also, obviously her and Ethan, like, had no, like, they had no development, no story. Like, I'm not gonna, like, sit there and talk about them. But, like, the whole thing with Roth and then the whole thing with Sebastian. Wasn't there somebody else? No. Was it just Roth and Sebastian?
Yeah. Pretty much. There's somebody else.
Must be not important if there was. But I don't know. I just, it was from the beginning, it was always going to be Lizzie and MG. And I feel like bringing Sebastian in was just another, like, way to try to kind of, like, keep Lizzie's love life above, like, above waters, I guess you can say, like, so it's not drowning and then kind of completely disappear into the, like,
bottom of the ocean. That they think that she needed a long relationship. Like, she didn't. She didn't need it. She,
that, like, a boy was going to fix, you know, fix, like, her. And,
literally.
Like, she does not need to be fixed. Like, she's never needed to be fixed.
Yeah. And she thrived on her own. And that's the thing that I don't understand. Because, like, they knew they brought Sebastian in as a love interest to push Mizzy. So why did they act like they didn't? By bringing up the book thing to then drop this shit and make him die for a fucking anger. When you could have literally built how Caleb, like, you rushed Caleb and how he turned into, like, you rushed the Caleb thing in season 4. Like, you could have talked about how Caleb became a vampire and stuff, that rushed ass thing about him being a ripper out of nowhere, which made no sense. Because why would he be a ripper when he was perfectly fine drinking blood in season 1? And then also, you could have told us how MG turned, but instead you gave it to people that died. How did you give story? How did you give development to a fucking clown, fucking pumpkin monster, instead of these characters who actually needed it? It's like they didn't know where to put their main focus on. And that was the problem. And which is why, like, Lizzie could have been thrived without, why did you have to put her with 85 people to make it seem like she was just destined to be alone when that wasn't the case? We also forgot MG and Alyssa, so you might have to talk about them for a second. We did actually forget about them.
We kind of ground them up already.
MG and Alyssa are, like, this is another, like, push towards, like, kind of giving MG somewhere else to think about while him and Lizzie are still going through whatever the fuck they're going through there. Because at this point, when Lizzie, or when MG and Alyssa are happening, it's obviously Lizzie's starting to, you know, come to terms with what she may be feeling for MG. But in a way, Alyssa was just MG's way of trying to push past the fact that,
or trying to move on.
He's been in love with this girl since however long, and she's never saw him that way. And but I don't know. They never would have worked. Never would have happened. I was not a fan of Alyssa, so I can't really speak on her or whatever. But like I said, it was another just way of keeping
thing. Yeah, I
trying to, you know.
Yeah, I didn't like it because it went against a lot of things that I take serious, which is the bro code and also the fucking how they just screwed over Hand and overall. Like, the whole season 3 ship of Ahoy was literally just a downfall for me, because when it comes to Alyssa, I mean, she's a mean girl. She's, like, you know, whatever, the hot mean girl we want to say. So, like, you're not supposed to, like, take everything she says to literal sense. But for MG to, one, go after his friend's ex and think that he was going to be able to handle that without her going back to her ex-boyfriend, who was his friend, get mad that people looked at him sideways because of that, then was like, haha, like, you mad because she's feeling me, and then also sit here and hit the sentence for the girl who cheated on you with and is still hooking up with, you know, Jed, and then you then get mad at Hope for doing the same thing you fucking did, was basically was protect your girl even though she wasn't your girl. It was just a mess, and I just feel like a lot of these ships had, like, badass reasons to happen in the first place. But, like, due to that whole thing with him betraying Hope and them for Alyssa, who didn't want his ass, and he still was loyal to her when she was out here not answering his calls and messages, sir, please. Piss me off.
I don't know what's going from talking about MG to Alyssa to trashing MG again.
Yeah, because, like, that's a fucking mess. Like, that was a mess in itself. Like, I will never forget the shit that him and Caleb did. Like, I will never forget that shit. Like, Africa, please. Because if we're going to do a Lena video, they're going to be in the hot seat forever. But next, might as well do Josie next, and then we can just save Landon and hope for last because they're the main ships. Josie.
If we're going to talk, we didn't talk Hizzy.
That's friendships, though. We're doing relationships.
Oh, we're doing relationships. Okay.
Yeah, and then friendships at the end.
Okay.
With Josie, we have Posey, which was Penelope and Josie. And they were...
And they got their end game.
Yeah, they really did. The thing is, I love
them. Like, them for once, who like, fucking knew? The one first, they were like the one couple before I shipped beforehand. And like, it was literally like, as soon as they came on screen, as soon as she like looked over at her and was like, then winked, I was like, yep, I'm gone.
Yeah,
I don't care if they're exes.
Exes, who knew they would become endgame?
And the thing is, the thing is, they kept bullying Posey's like stands for liking a ship. And I'm like, you can like a ship when the show is done, just like how you ship Delaney and Delaney after the show's ended like 8 years ago. Why is it a problem that Posey shippers are still shipping them and Lulu left the show like maybe a year or two ago? Like, that's so weird. Like, why is there a timeline on who to ship?
Endgame, though?
But they became endgame. Like, that's so crazy to me because, but it's not like people act like it was out of nowhere. It's not. Because every season, somebody mentioned Penelope. They kept her name relevant for no reason. I'm like, no one else is hitting her but Penelope. Some random girl comes in season 3 and mentioned how she knows about Penelope and that the only thing she heard about is how amazing it is because of Josie. And I'm just like, y'all are not understanding that Penelope still talks about her. And it took her leaving for Josie to flourish on her own so then they can come together on the same page.
Listen, as much as I love Fincy, which we'll talk about later, Posey is my number one. They're always going to be my number one. They have been since the beginning. Like, Posey and Handon, like, those are my two ships, like my two main ships. It's just the thing of exes or like lovers to exes just like,
yes,
end of the entire show. When they mentioned that Josie was in Belgium, I was like,
and especially when it's not even
Belgium.
Yeah, and it's not even just that it was lovers to exes to, you know, I mean, lovers to exes, but it's also the fact that when they broke up, they were still head over heels with each other, and especially on Penelope's part, because she did things to still help Josie, even though they're not together. And they still wanted to be together, but they kept fighting each other.
One day, like, you'll understand why I did.
Like, Jesus Christ, we really got that. Like, now
that Josie ran straight to Penelope first chance she could, like,
he literally said, wow. "I'm out."
She said, "That's my girl," and she ran.
She literally, like, she said, "I want to go where I belong."
There's no one else here for me, not even my dad or my sister.
I was like, out of pocket. But congrats to her, like, for real.
No, like, I could sit here and talk about Posey for ages. Yeah, I'm so upset that we did not do this podcast during season 1 because I would have been able to, like, I would have been like, Posey, 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 Posey. And I just, and first of all, Lulu, I know there's things about her, but like, she was my first like gay awakening. So I was just like, from the beginning, I was like, Penelope, Penelope, Penelope.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pia. I know you don't like her, but like, Penelope, Penelope.
So. I know a lot of people don't like Penelope, like, dude, it's like the stuff that she said to Lizzie and stuff like that, and that's understandable in itself. But Posey ate down.
But Alyssa said some of the same things to.
Josie
has said those things.
A lot of people say it's like some crazy ass things in this show, and it's like they keep it. They only select one person to emphasize it on. Like, come on now. You want me to go down season 1, how many things that Lizzie said out of pocket, or how many things that Josie or Penelope said out of pocket, or even Hope said out of pocket? Please.
Penelope was basically saying all the things that Josie didn't want to say to Lizzie.
Pretty much, yeah.
And once Penelope left, Josie kind of saying them.
Yeah.
Josie, literally, with the conversation between Josie and Hope in 115, it's her fault she's like this, that she's not taking her medicine.
She always felt like she was the caretaker, and yet the caretaker of what? Like, what did she do, really?
Like, Lizzie could handle herself. Like, Hope was literally,
she can't control her brain chemistry, and yeah. Josie's like, but she can control when she takes her medicine, whatever she said. And it's like, are you serious?
That's out of pocket. And the thing is that one thing
you're angry about a girl that you pushed away because she broke up with you for a valid reason, mind you, and you're taking it out on your sister because she didn't tell you that she was leaving. What were you gonna do if she was gonna if she told you she was leaving? Yeah, you wouldn't have done anything. You're so angry at the whole situation. And like, I could sit here and talk for hours how I love Posey's relationship, but sometimes I thought Josie didn't deserve Penelope.
I don't understand why she got mad at Lizzie as well after they found out about Lizzie's the
Lizzie's a fucking mind reader or something. Like, are you kidding me? It's like Josie can never take responsibility for fucking anything. It's always someone else's fault.
Yep.
It's Hope's fault or Lizzie's fault. Meanwhile, she's the whole fucking reason why Lizzie and Hope were fighting in the first place. And the only reason she fucking confessed is because she got caught.
Anyways, such bullshit. I feel like talking about her ships.
But anyways, Posey, next, Endgame, next. Belgium waffles. Anyways.
Okay, right. Okay. I know. Okay, I know we want to get into Hannon because they're an actual ship.
Yeah,
I feel like we should put Hannon at the end simply because we are going to go absolutely bananas over them.
Okay.
So let's go into the friendships or the
crack. Yeah. Oh, we're not going to talk about Finzi? Oh, I guess we already talked about him.
We kind of did talk about Finzi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Friendships. Number one, Hizzy. Best friendship in the fucking whole Vampire Diaries universe.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, if you look at the Vampire Diary show itself and their friendships, it was actually kind of bad.
Their growth was fucking phenomenal.
Oh, it was amazing. I went from hating Lizzie, like I could not stand her in season one, to like her being like one of my favorite characters, like of the entire TVD universe, and like her friendship with Hope was like one of the best and funniest shit to ever watch on the show. Like I could not stop. Like, and the fact that Danielle and Jenny were always so excited to have these Hizzy scenes and to have these scenes together, especially in season two, it's like, and it's also the fact that Lizzie was the first one to remember Hope too.
Yeah,
and it's like that's when it really started, and it was all kept.
It was probably the most consistent they've done.
If you think about it, Lizzie was Hope's first like real friend. Cause like Landon, he was a boyfriend. Like they were friends, but like he was a boyfriend. But like Lizzie was like Hope's first real friend.
Yeah.
Like I knew from the moment that they introduced the twins at the beginning where they were in front of the school or whatever, and Lizzie's like more like despair. I was like, oh, they're gonna be best of friends by the end of this. And I was like, there's no way they can't go from being like frenemies to like best.
Well, like, and again, they would have been friends had it not been for someone else. So
yeah, I feel like that was probably the most consistent relationship out of the whole show.
Yeah,
because they couldn't even write Hannon right. Like season one, they had Hannon, Hope tell Landon, "You're the strongest person I know," and then she called him fucking weak the next season. So like they were the most consistent, and plus like they always would talk to each other when things were like a certain way. They Hope would always motivate, you know, when Lizzie was feeling some type of way about MG, Hope was like, "Go talk to him, whatever." Just as when like Lizzie would make jokes, like even though she was making jokes in a sense, she was still being genuinely there for Hope, especially with the Landon thing. And you know, Lizzie, you even saw the confliction when there was like the betrayal scene in like 308, where you know the black magic and also have Lizzie choosing MG over Hope thing. Like you see it, you see the betrayal, you see you feel the like the chemistry, like the kind of like the chemistry of in what and the tension between their eyes because they're friends. I guess they just became friends. They were there for each other when you know Hope memory was gone and like Lizzie was trying to push her to Ethan or to like rebound. During that time, and even saying like you can't let Josie and Landon get together. Like they were always there for each other, and like their friendship like was the least toxic one out of the whole universe because they weren't like all it wasn't codependent on each other. They were there for each other when they needed to, whether it was just to talk, to make jokes, even when they were fighting.
Their banter made me love their relationship even and, more. It was like
Heretic Lizzie and Tribrid Hope together was like
that's the funniest shit
phenomenal. About. But like Lizzie genuinely cared for Hope. And you could see that she, after they got over that whole initial lie, you could see that there was nothing really holding them back from becoming friends after that. And like, because because like they could have been friends for so long. Lizzie had wanted to be friends for so long. And like the genuine, and see, here's the thing is like when Lizzie was pissed off at Hope for hurting her dad, you're more pissed off at the people who you care about the most. Mm-hmm. The fact that Lizzie was so mad at Hope just shows you how much she cared for her. The fact that someone else didn't really fucking care just shows you how little she cared for her. Like it just, you know, Lizzie genuinely cared for Hope.
Yeah, and
that was why she was so angry and why she was so hurt.
Yeah, and she had a reason for that. And the fact that, like, even though she literally found Hope and had a chance to kill her, she still couldn't because she cared about her. And it grown to a point that, exactly. Like, they were literally, like, they knew each other since they were kids. Like, Alaric basically took her in, like, another daughter.
In a way.
Because she loved her. Like, there's no way, like, I would never be able to do that to you guys either.
Yeah,
no. In a way, Hope and Lizzie are, like, soul sisters. They're literally, like, they should have, like, I don't know what it is about the relationship, but they're so much alike, even though they're stubborn and don't want to admit it.
And it's funny Landon said that, but it wasn't even Landon who said that. It was Hope's mind because it was Gollum Landon who said that.
Yeah.
Hope herself thinks that her and Lizzie are very alike.
No, they're very much alike.
Yeah.
They, like, and I feel like people...
But yeah, like Hizzy was definitely an amazing friendship, and I'm happy that they are now like besties for life.
Literally.
Next, Hope and Josie, there was no friendship. Next, MG,
not much to say about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope and MG, no friendship. Next, Hope, Caleb, definitely no friendship. She definitely don't even like that man. Like, trust me. I don't think she talked to him when she turned her humanity back on. The person she called talked to was MG, and that was the closest thing she talked to. But
Caleb and MG, they were a good friendship.
Yeah, they were determined. Betrayed together, stay together. Let me stop. Yep. I love their friendship. They're literally brothers for life.
Okay, but honestly though, Hope and anyone besides Lizzie, really not a friendship.
Besides
Landon and Lizzie.
Yeah.
Like no one else.
That's why he and Izzy is literally the goal. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
and
Izzy. That's right.
Literally, who's next? Hope and Finch at the end of the finale were surprising.
Oh my god, there was friendship. So much potential out of them.
That was good.
So much fucking potential.
That was good.
So good. Landon.
Ooh.
Whenever I write fanfics, I always make like Finch and Landon's best friend.
They would have bonded so much, but like Finch and Jed is one of my favorite friendships.
Let's do
a quick one. Hope and Clark, you ship them?
No.
You deserve prison time.
You deserve Malivore. That's what it is. So we can forget that you ever existed.
Trust.
So.
You will be dealt with, period. Because that's a mess. But I mean that reminds me of anyways, next. Lizzie.
Besides Hope, did Lizzie really have any friends? I mean, her own sister wasn't her.
No,
friend.
Like the witches used to trade on her every day. So basically Lizzie is only she needs Hope. That's all she needs. They're gonna be eternal together. Everybody else is going to die at some point.
Hope and Landon. Lizzie and Landon.
Amazing banter. Love them. They deserve more screen time interactions.
Really, they have potential. We need Hen Dizzy, Ben Jed, and Finch, and Maya. Yeah. That's it. That's
and
all.
Ben.
Oh, and Cleo, because I called Cleo being an anti-hero, but still, yes, Cleo. Yeah. Cleo and Hope.
They didn't even talk.
Not much. Cleo and Finch had a really good
at
the end.
Don't
you dare.
Don't I told you to put that there. Put them now. It needs to be signed. But yeah, like Finch and Cleo ate. I was real quick. Who else? Ben.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of friends.
There's not that many. I'm telling you right now. The Super Squad clan as a whole, it just everybody.
Wow, you know who is Raph and
Landon.
Number one sibling.
Besides Hope, Raph was the only person that cared about Landon.
Exactly.
Like if he heard the shit that was happening now,
if he was alive when Landon had died, you know he would have been like funeral room, like yes, all of that right stuff. There would have been
they could never. Person. They could yeah never.
He would the never. One
that fucking cared besides.
They could never. Like I, them writers really got to fight me for real. Like,
that whole school totally done forgot that Lannan even fucking existed. It was like, oh, Hope has a humanity off. Hmm, I wonder why.
It's like he fell into Malibor.
Yeah.
Thought you guys down though for real.
No, honestly, it was. It was like he literally jumped into Malibor for everyone else. He did not fucking exist.
Like they sat there and said, damn, she beat up Alert. Why did she jump from humanity?
Yeah, why is her humanity off?
Like she didn't want to, like.
Where's Landon's body? Where, okay.
No, I found his body.
Okay, the amount of times that Hope is mentioned, like doing something or sacrificing the person that you love and they did not get like, the fucking hit.
Like, yeah, was, right? They never fucking clued into it.
And like Scooby-Doo, they was like, Root Reggie? What? Like, how do you not know? Like,
like Landon and Wade. Wade's like, oh, my best boy. But yet you didn't fucking talk about your best boy. Where was the fucking right pictures? Where right, was the
bro,
fucking
you were my
yeah,
D&D.
You gave him a fucking headstone. That was it.
Right. You picked up the boy body, buried it, and then say, damn, that might be the reason why Hope acted this way. Really?
Not one fucking person clued in. They're that fucking dumb.
So y'all met, so y'all talked about Landon when we thought he was actually gone in season 3, but he's actually alive.
Okay, but the only one who fucking knew that was Lizzie, but Lizzie was stuck in a fucking therapy box. Like, literally. she was the one that knew that fucking, that MG's stupid ass Salvatore idol thing was good dumb. She was the one that understood that Landon was the reason why Hope's humanity was off, and yet no one else fucking clued in. No one fucking realized. You guys are dumb. Like the stupidity in that school. You shouldn't even call
it brick.
It's crazy because in season 3 he was alive and no one didn't rush to find him, but when he actually did, no one just didn't care. Yeah. Like, it was blasphemy.
It was like, he brought, like, Caleb showed up, and all Caleb was all like, oh, you gotta send me back. Like, instantly, like, oh, you gotta send me back. Caleb, MG, Jed was the only one who even fucking said anything. And not to mention the fact that they kept the fact that Lana was in limbo from Hope. Both Alaric, Lizzie, and Wade fucking knew it. Not one person told her. She had to find out on her own because of fucking clown venom.
Yeah, it's bad. That's why we got to move on from friendships, because we can talk about Landon.
There were no friendships.
There was none. There was none.
Landon and Raph and Hope and Lily, and that's basically
that's literally MG that's and King. That's literally it. Yeah, that was literally it. Like, no. Now, let's talk about the number one thing.
Big gun.
The reason why we're here today.
The reason we have a whole podcast.
Handin.
Look at Vid's picture.
Yes. We never forget.
They took their time making them.
Can we have a moment of silence for Handin, please?
Not the moment of silence.
Come on now. All right, we've come
anyways.
In.
Okay.
I've never been so angry in my life. And I think, I think I'm still in the process because, you know, the show has been canceled. The show's over. We got a podcast on it. We're about to meet the cast later this year.
The thing is it wasn't supposed to end, which is so frustrating. It was supposed to continue for at least 2 more seasons. They had stories for at least 2 more seasons, and Warner Brothers fucking robbed us of those.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that as much as we can obviously talk about that and the robbery in itself, it just the fact that no amount, that even if we got 2 more seasons, they would have still fucked Handin up. Because it took now a 5th season for you to actually take Handin serious. And it wasn't going to be serious. It was going to be them developing on their own to then possibly come back together for last minute, probably when they got season 6. They spent 2 seasons doing absolutely nothing. They spent 4 seasons going back and forth between Handin, because season 6 would have Hope talk about something, and then season 2 would have her redact on what she said, retcon.
They spent a whole season with Hope with a fake Landon.
They gave us an AU season. Season 1, she was like, Landon, you're one of the smartest people I know. As she knows he's human, he's a supernatural now. In season 2, who don't die, and she's like, you're weak.
Don't even.
Well, how was he strong when he?
That. Don't get me started on the fact that they fucking robbed him of powers.
And they never get
fucking powers. Why the
and then they never touch it. Like,
why would you even bring that one up? Why would you even bring that one up? I thought you were talking about the strong and the weak line.
No,
that is the worst thing I've ever seen because this Fairman thing is shit. I don't care. I don't care. We're here. We're here. Fuck it. We're not even talking about hand at this point. We're talking about landing.
I was gonna say, no guys.
We can talk
about that. Let's
we're gonna do a Landon video.
This is about Handin, the happiness of thing. Like Rye, we fell in love with Handin.
Barely Handin. Like this season was just them on and off separate.
But we fell in love with them because we fell in love with them in the originals. They were so fucking cute. And like they knew when Landon was introduced in the originals that he was going to be the main love interest for Hope in Legacies.
Yeah, the thing is that like when they start, even if you didn't watch the originals and you came into Legacies, like I did, the chemistry was already up because when it came to Hope, you already saw how isolated she was and how like much she's been going through due to losing her both her parents and plus it's been a 2-year time jump and how she's been so like closed off. She doesn't talk to anybody and the Lurk is still trying to have her open up and, you know, talk to people and become friends with people. And she's not interested in anyone. And then she sees somebody that she hasn't seen in 2 years, automatically is so like into them that she starts to talk about her family, which she hasn't talked about in 2 years to anyone.
Yeah.
And then she automatically gets like she feels automatically betrayed and she only talked to him in, like maybe a couple hours.
And the show started with Handin and it ended with Handin.
Yeah. No, like legit. Like yeah, Danielle and Arya's scene. Like Danielle and Arya's first scene was in the library and the last scene was on the dock with
and the very first title was said by Landon and the very last title was said by Hope.
Yeah. And the thing is that like I know a lot of Handins were conflicted about the ending. Just know that they had got together officially. I mean, I'm sure they're still together, but they would have been to the end game regardless. Even though the show ended on whatever, you know, you want to classify it as, they were still going to be together. The storyline was just going to be Landon developing his emotions. I mean, if you want to hear about what was said, you can watch our last episode from Jennifer, mm-hmm. our queen. But yes, that was some of the concepts in season 5. So yes, the only thing we're going to get in season 5 that would have made it more was the angst of the emotions of Landon not feeling anything, which would have...
Well, we would have gotten... Okay, so every season, they parallel each other. So this season, season 4, we had no humanity Hope. Season 5, we would have had basically no humanity
Landon.
They parallel each other every single season.
Yeah. Entrepreneur season 4 wasn't a fake Hope.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, but yeah. And to be honest with you, I know a lot of people like feel some type of way with season 3 and like, yes, we complain about it due to other problems. But in a sense, I know that a lot of times we always get Landon saying, like in season 2, when Landon was like, he wished Hope would look at, like, you know, feel the same way about him, same way he felt about her. Season 3 pretty much was how much Hope loves Landon for the Handins. Because she made up, Cleo made up the Landon from Hope's memories and stuff like that. But that's really how much she loves and knows about him. He literally was the same. And yes, I know, you know, oh my God, it's not really the Landon, but it's kind of really low-key Landon. Like, you can literally take him to his Handin itself because she literally made him the same way he actually is. And then in season four, he literally paralleled what Golden Landon was saying. So it was just like she loved him so much that he was picture perfect in her eyes. And that's why I will always eat season 3 up, even though Prison World stuff that we robbed out of, yes. But even the breakup angst. What? Mama Boy was in the kitchen, okay? Because that angst that he gave up, that was immaculate. First of all, Arya and Danielle, y'all put y'all fucking foot down. One thing y'all gonna do is give Handins the best scene, whether it's angst, tension, romance. They eat that shit up every time.
Honestly.
And I think that breakup probably looks my top 5 favorite Handin scenes of all time because I'm an angst whore.
I haven't watched it more than once or more than twice.
I feel like the hand touching is what got me because
I think it's intimacy. Because whenever Danielle cries, I just like completely lose it. And that scene was like the way she was crying. I was just like, I'm done. But and the fact also, that her the fact that her and Arya prepared that scene together, it was, it's just another like,
and the fact that they talked about what they wanted Handan to happen at the end of the show.
Yeah, and all the scenes, most of the scenes, all of the like the moments unscripted, like their interactions, because they genuinely care about the relationship.
Nose kisses unscripted.
That's one of Handan's best scene, no doubt.
And I love the hands. Like, once again, that means that Daniel and Arya planned how their hands were going to be, because from the moment she walked in, she was touching him like to help with the bandages, and then when she like tried to like, when she gripped on him to, like when he was trying to walk out, like, and then the hand movements, like that just.
And the fact that Danielle and Arya, like, always wanted, like, Danielle wanted, like, the little movement. She wanted to see why they were in love, just goes to show you how much she actually really loved the relationship, because they kept putting in all of the little touches and, like, oh, the fucking nose kiss. That being unscripted will always forever be, like, the best moment of my life.
when you mentioned that in front of Danielle, and you said the, like, two, what was it? Three or four, that's like technically 220 for her. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to confuse her anymore. But let me just, she had to think about it for a second. But
she's like, what are we doing? And then she's like, oh yeah, I remember that. But like, just the fact that she wanted to see the reason why they were in love and they weren't just like partners in crime. Mm-hmm. Like,
her and Arya literally put their lives.
They loved the ship. They loved them so much.
It was the biggest dub I've ever seen in my fucking life.
She is such a hand and shipper, and just the fact that she like has said that numerous times too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have fucking proof of her saying that she's a hand and shipper. Like, it's just in interviews.
Yeah. And I mean, plus at our lovely 3-on-1 meeting, you know, which I would never see, but
yes.
Just know.
Yes.
Just know.
Exactly.
Just know.
We won't ever share, but
she loves some handing. So.
Kirby Michelson.
The fact that she agreed with me, like,
she's like, I like that.
It was a perfect match. But yes, if y'all want us to, I know that our next episode or episode that we have planned,
we're gonna do confessions next, right?
Yeah, confessions. Yeah. So please send in your confessions. We really want to
legacy get a mess. Confessions, guys. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Legacies, confessions. Okay? The last time we got confessions about like virginity and stuff like that. We're talking legacy.
And being in love with us and then y'all cheating on it?
Yeah, I still
know. It may not even be in there.
I still want to know who I'm married to. So like, because Alex might have an issue with that.
Oh yeah, now definitely. But like,
and it wasn't Alex. I already asked her that.
Now Robin's taken.
But you can hit me and Vid up, and also is.
Naj, I mean,
don't piss me off. Yes. Confession about ships.
But yes, legacies. Yeah, legacies, confessions. It's gonna be anonymous. I will make a doc. We will tweet about it.
We did it like 80 times. Like,
yeah, we will tweet about it.
And
we
don't hold back.
Put it somewhere. Don't hold legacies. Back. Yeah, do not
hold back.
Just I will be adding my own confessions in there anonymously, of course, so no one will know it was me. But
we will know.
Yeah. I mean, the girls will probably know.
I'm adding some too. And after the confessions, we're going to try to slide in a Land and Rant episode one day. I know that
I want to do a parallels episode
and a parallel too, we do want to do a parallel. I think we kind of talked about like doing a season breakdown for each season two.
If
you guys have any ideas that you guys want us to comment. Please don't DM me, because I will probably most likely not see it. So you can DM somebody else though. But
Naj and I already get so many weird fucking messages.
Yes, not to honestly. Tell them to come to me.
Did you see the one that I sent you just now?
Oh my god.
Anyways,
where they came from?
Let us know.
What? Listen, guys, if I have you blocked for some reason, there's a reason.
There's a reason.
I block a lot of people,
I mute people, specifically on Tumblr, but on Instagram, I really don't see anything that's not in my vocabulary, because I don't really go looking, but I will not hesitate to...
I don't even know who this fucker is.
Right, somebody said that. But anyways, yes, we are hoping to possibly maybe watch and do a podcast on Vampire Academy. We're going to talk about that more.
Listen, that shit, this I know it was Sissy. First of all, I know that Sissy was also in Mortal Kombat. I knew she looked familiar, need to watch the movie. But her and Kiernan, like, they gonna eat.
And you really know anything about that show? I'm just here for this shit right now.
I watched the movie when I was younger, but I don't remember it. So I'm coming in with open mind. Kano Dewey will probably not be accurate as I would hope. So I don't care. I'm just gonna come in and support my sis and call it a day. And plus I just found out that her boyfriend cheated on her. Fuck you, dude, whatever you is. You don't deserve peace. You got this fine. Okay, whatever. But yes, that was our legacies, ship and friendship episode. Once again, confession episode, we want it to be messy, sending your double decker, juicy McDonald's double quarter pounder confessions. I want to like guess how like tea filled it is. Please don't tell us you're in love with us. Please don't.
I want to be speechless.
I want to like have to turn my camera off like this. Hold on. Like this. And then, you know, be like, oh, you know, this was too stoned to speak. I need that. So give us that. And please, if we're gonna do, I feel like we're gonna get a lot of Landon ones. Give me a trigger warning, because you know when it comes to Landon, I could spiral any minute. Like if you say prison world, I'm gonna become the Incredible Hulk. I'm gonna become She-Hulk. Just punch the camera, like so. Yes, but anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more Handy Weekly content. Our social medias will be linked on Twitter and Instagram, so you can check us for future updates. There's other streaming platforms besides YouTube, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Anchor as well, possibly. And once again, leave us a comment on what else you want us to talk about. You know, we already told you the potential episode that we're having planned for the next few weeks. So until next time, guys, thanks for sticking around. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hold up.